Good morning. How's everyone doing? It's been a while, hasn't it? But now here we are, back together again. Thanks be to Jesus. Well, today in the gospel lesson, we hear of a Roman soldier. How many of you want to be soldiers when you grow up? I'm so disappointed. All right, Cale. All right. Cale didn't disappoint me, but very good. As you know, I was a soldier for a long time, and it's important to be a soldier. Because what does a soldier do? What does a soldier do? He protects our nation. He or she protects our nation. Well, this Roman centurion, he was in Israel, not necessarily to protect Israel, but to protect the Caesar and all the empire of Rome. And we would think that this Roman centurion, this soldier, we would think that he would be very corrupt, that he would be a very bad man, that he wouldn't care about the Jews, that he wouldn't care about anyone. But what did we hear today in the gospel lesson? This soldier had great care and great love for his servants. And not only that, he also loved the people of Israel. Because what did he do for them? You remember? Just like your forefathers built this church, that Roman centurion, that soldier, he built a place of worship for the Jews. That was unheard of. That's crazy, isn't it? A Roman soldier would build a house of worship for the Jews. That's crazy. But he did it because of his love for God. And that's the key today. There's the key to this story that you're hearing today. And it's something that all of you have. You were all given this over there at the font, at the baptismal font. What did Jesus do for you there at the font? What did he give to you? But say it again. What? Forgiveness of sins. That's true. And he's also given us something else. He's given us eternal life. Very good. What else? What's the key to all of that? The key is this, dear ones. What is that word? Faith. The key is faith. All of you had faith that Jesus gave you eternal life, that he has given you the forgiveness of sins. It all comes down to faith. And we see today, we hear today, that a Roman soldier has faith. He has faith in who? In Jesus. He has faith in Jesus because he says to Jesus, "Say the word and my servant will be well again." Just say the word. A Roman soldier would never say that unless he had faith. Unless he had faith that Jesus would do what he was asking Jesus to do. And therefore, we have faith. We have faith in Jesus because when we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins, we have faith that he will do what? That he will forgive us of our sins. That's what faith is. Faith is the key. Faith is the key. It's the key for us that we have faith in what Jesus says. We have faith in his word. And today you will hear Jesus speak his word to us. He will speak his word to us. And when we hear that word, we have what? Faith that his word is true. That Jesus does love you. That he has forgiven you of all your sins. That he has died for you. That he rose on the third day. And most importantly, what else? He is coming back. He is coming again to take us to be where he is. That's our great faith in Jesus Christ, a gift from God, a gift that was given to you, and a gift that was given to a Roman soldier. Thanks be to Jesus. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads and let us pray. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the faithful one. For, O Lord, in your faith and dying for us, you have given us faith. And we have faith that you have died for us and have risen for us. Thank you, O Lord, for giving faith to a Roman soldier, an example for us that soldiers too can have faith, that they can have those fruits of the Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do for us and continue to do for us. And we rejoice this day, O Lord, that since soldiers have won peace for us, that you have also won peace for us also with our Father in heaven. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said, you think they heard you?
Amen.
Now they heard you.